everyone, and welcome to another episode of Magic with Zubi. My name is Zubi, and if you're brand new to this show is all about a little well-known card game called Magic the Gathering plus more. So on today's episode, we're going over my top five favorite uncommon cards from Outlaws of Thunder Junction. My previous episode was my top five favorite commons from Outlaws of Thunder Junction. Make sure you listen to that to hear what my favorite common cards were. But tonight, we are going to go over my favorite uncommon cards from Outlaws of Thunder Junction. And before we get into it, let's get into some Walrus news. My book, Darkstorm Adventures, is officially out and purchasable right now. You can get it on DriveThruRPG. Just search Darkstorm Adventures or go to my Twitter page and look, because I am marketing this out like crazy. Like, oh my gosh, you can go buy it. It's real. We've had over 30 people already purchase, and it's just amazing that people are wanting to purchase this. Oh my gosh. Work on book two has already begun, but get this book. I think a fly just landed in my mouth as I was saying that, and that's okay. We're not going to cut it because we don't believe in editing here on Magic with Zubi. If you've listened to me for the many, many years that I have done this, you know that I don't edit. No, we don't do that. No one's got time to edit. All right. Unless someone wants to edit for me, you know, hey, go ahead or reach out to me, mtgzubi@gmail.com, and I'll give you a free Darkstorm Adventures book. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want this thing? It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. But yeah, so the book is available at drivethruRPG.com. We are also working on getting the physical copy available at Barnes & Noble. We are not able to get on Amazon as of this moment. That will be probably another time. Work on book two has commenced. And another update on Network Engineer Simulator. We are polishing up the demo level. Pre-production has begun on the beginning levels, and so we're hoping to have the demo ready to go before Cisco Live at the beginning of June. And if you are going to be at Cisco Live, hit me up and let me know, because you may have one. I'm going to try to have some NetSim swag, and also two, you know, love to meet some of the people out there that, you know, want to get their hands on this game. And, you know, hopefully by then, you know, the demo's out, and then you can get a chance to play the demo and let us know, you know, what you think of it. We've hit over 10,000 wish lists. That just blows my mind that happened, you know. So it's just amazing what's been happening with this game here, and I'm just super excited to be a part of a team that's making this here. Those are the big updates on Walrus for NetSim and Darkstorm. Make sure you get your copy of Darkstorm Adventures today, or I'll be sad. All right, so you're not here to hear me talk about Darkstorm Adventures or anything like that. You want to know what my top five favorite uncommon cards in Outlaws of Thunder Junction are, don't ya? I know you do, because I do. I don't even remember what they are. Just kidding. Of course I know what they are. All right, so let's just get right into it. And if you're watching the video, look in the top right of my screen so you can read the cards along with me here. And just so everybody knows, the way that I look at these cards is I look at them based on, you know, limited or commander, because those are pretty much the only two formats I play now. I don't play anything else anymore. Back in the day, I used to play a lot of Standard, Modern, Legacy. You know, all those scenes blew up and died. So long story short, it's Commander and Limited for me nowadays. And Cube. I really like Cube. There's some Cube ideas I want to work on, but I just need time. So and just a preference or tell you why that I'm doing top five cards now, because doing the full set reviews are exhausting and it's a lot of work. So I opted for just doing top five cards of all the different rarities, and it's a little bit more fun because it really makes you start looking around like, okay, well, I like this card a lot, but do I like it more than this card? You know, type thing. You have to really pare it down and like find like, okay, these are my favorites here. Okay, so anyways, let's get into my top five favorite uncommon cards from Outlaws of Thunder Junction. First up, we've got Miriam Herd Whisperer for a green and a white. It is a legendary creature, human druid. It is a 3/2. As long as it's your turn, mounts and vehicles you control have hexproof. Whenever a mount or vehicle you control attacks, put a 1/1 counter on it. So you want to go mount or vehicle tribal? Here you go. This is your commander here. I love vehicles, and I'm so glad that they're including vehicles in this. Vehicles was one of my favorite mechanics that they introduced. I mean, all the way back in Kaladesh. I say all the way back. It feels like Kaladesh just came out, but gosh, Kaladesh came out the same year that I started this podcast back in 2016. Jesus! Are you telling me that I've been doing this for 8 years now? Oh my god. What's wrong with me? Anyways, so this is great for a, you know, you want to build a sort of casual tribal mount and vehicle deck. Great, great card. Love it. Love it. And I don't know how useful this would be in limited, though. I feel like you'd have to probably draft a decent amount of mounts or vehicles for this to even be useful. So, you know, if you've drafted this card and it's been good for you, you know, let me know in the comments. I mean, I'd be interested to hear about that. So, yeah. So, as far as a commander itself, I love it. I love it. Mount Vehicle Tribal sounds like so much fun. I built a vehicle tribal deck that was Boros back in the day. I cannot remember the dwarf's name, her name. But anyways, I'd have to look it up because I'm completely forgetting. It's the Kaladesh dwarf. I can see her art in my face, in my brain right now, but I can't think of the name of it at all. But anyways, so Miriam Herd Whisper. Hey girl, how's it going? Next up, we've got Doc Arlok, Grizzled Genius, for a green and a blue. Simic, my favorite color pair. It is a legendary creature, Bear Druid, that is a 2/3. Spells you cast from your graveyard or from exile cost 2 less to cast. Plotting cards from your hand cost 2 less. So, dude, let's plot some cards. Let's cast some stuff from our graveyard or from exile. You know, just costing less. I love cards that reduce the amount of mana you have to spend, because that means I can just start casting a lot more and a lot bigger stuff, and especially in Simic. Whoo! You know, in Simic, it's really hard to get lands and ramp up in Simic. No, it's not. It's super easy. And, you know, having things cost less just makes this so much better. And, you know, the downside to the plot mechanic is that this will be the only set that plot will be used in probably for a while. And we may not see it until, you know, unless random commander decks come out. But you know what? I hope we see plot some more, because it's fun. And I really like having it be a sort of, you know, an ace up your sleeve type card, where like, I'm gonna plot on you, boy. You plotting on me, boy? I'm gonna plot on you, and then whammo, play it right then and there. I'm plotting. So, and plus, I mean, how can you not like Doc Arlok? It's a bear druid, and it's a doctor of a bear. I mean, bears are awesome, especially in Magic. I mean, yeah, bears in Magic are amazing. Next up, we've got Jolene, Plundering Pugilus. This is for 1 red and a green. It is a legendary creature, human mercenary. It's a 4/2. Whenever you attack with 1 or more creatures with power 4 or greater, create a treasure token. You can pay 1 and a red to sack a treasure, and this deals 1 damage to any target. So not only can you create multiple, you know, treasure tokens, but if you don't want to spend that, you know, treasure on mana, and instead you just want to like ping some targets away or ping your opponent down. I mean, not only is this great in limited, but in commander, this could be fun too. I don't know if this would be a great commander card. I'd be interested to see how people would build this, with this being the commander face card. I may look up some decks, see if anybody's got some built, because I'm interested to see it. But I mean, it has one of my favorite things. You know, I'm a Timmy at heart, where I love big creatures and doing big dumb things. And if you're noticing a theme here with the cards I've picked so far, they all have green in them. I love green. I love big, dumb creatures. And I like doing fun, silly things with big, dumb creatures. And Jolene just kind of helps you out making those big, dumb creatures do something. Like, give me some treasure, you know, while we're at it. So, Jolene, keep it up. Keep it up, all right? Next up, we've got Make Your Own Luck for 3 green and a blue. I really did just pick nothing but like green cards, except for the last card. The last card's not green, or has green in it. But yeah, you can see a pattern with the kind of decks and cards that I enjoy playing. I like playing big dumb stuff and like playing stuff for free, which is where Make Your Own Luck really helps you out here. It is a sorcery for 5 for 3 green and a blue. You look at the top 3 cards of your library. You may exile a non-land card from among them. If you do, it becomes plotted. You plotting on me, boy? You put the rest into your hand. And just to remind you what plotting does, you basically get to cast the card for free as a sorcery on your next turn or a later turn without paying its mana cost. I mean, you're basically able to dig through your deck and, you know, especially so. Okay, this is what I love. I mean, I may almost want to put this in Krufix just to play with it. So you cast Make Your Own Luck, and then you trigger Sensei's Divining Top. Look at the top 3 cards and be like, oh my gosh, I've got some bangers here, and I'm gonna plot, you know, this card here. I'm gonna plot Ulamog, the Ceaseless Hunger, because I love it. I love it. I love Ulamog. I'm going to plot on Ulamog. And then you just cast it on your next turn for free. I mean, even in Limited, this can be great too. But in Commander, I love this kind of card where, you know, especially if you have ways to be able to look at the top 3 cards of your deck, Sensei's Divining Top, and just being able to play stuff for free. That's what I like. And like I said, you're seeing the pattern here. I like doing big, dumb stuff, and I like paying 0 mana for it all. So the last uncommon card that we're going to be talking about here, it is Shifting Grift. It is another Spree card. It is 2 blue, and then the Spree choices. And you see a little bit of a pattern. This is my favorite Spree uncommon card. You can, for +2, you exchange control of 2 target creatures. Oh, hey, I've got this crappy 1/1 token, and you've got this amazing 15/15 Emrakul. I'm going to take it, and you have my 1/1 squirrel. You can pay another +1 to exchange control of 2 target artifacts. Okay, cool. I've got this crappy treasure token, but you've got an amazing Black Lotus. That Black Lotus is mine now. In response, I sack it. Whatever. Take your Black Lotus, all right? And then pay another +1, exchange control of 2 target enchantments. I've got a really crappy, rest in peace. And then I'm going to exchange control for your Rhystic Study, because I want 2 Rhystic Studies, you know, on my field, because why not? You know, you can never have enough Rhystic Studies here. So, yeah, now you see why I like that card. Like, not only do you get the plot on me, boy, but I will, just give you some really bad trades. So, there you go. Those are my top 5 uncommon cards out of Outlaws of Thunder Junction, my favorite. And all but one had green, and it was Shifting Grift. Yeah, so this one was a little bit harder to pick because there was a lot of good uncommons, and just having to mark it down to 5 was pretty hard for me. So there you have it. That's the end of this episode for the top 5 uncommon cards of Outlaws of Thunder Junction. Make sure that you pick up a copy of my book, Dark Storm Adventures, Silver Flames Legacy, Escape to Stangate. It is for sale right now on DriveThruRPG, and we are working on getting up in Barnes & Noble. The link is in the show notes below. Leave me some comments on what your favorite top 5 uncommon cards were and Outlaws of Thunder Junction. I want to hear from you. Do you like my cards? Do you hate them? Do you think, oh my God, Zuby, shut up. Like, you just talk way too much about absolutely nothing. I know. That's why I enjoy doing it. Because it's just like, blah, I get to vomit out stuff. If you're even listening this far. So, hey. Hope you all have a great night. And thank you all again for listening and watching. Y'all are amazing at what you do.